Pope Francis on Saturday received in audience a delegation from the Dignitatis Humanae Institute, which is celebrating the 5th anniversary of its founding. The Dignitatis Humanae Institute was founded in 2008 as a think tank with the aim of protecting and promoting an authentic vision of human dignity. In his address, the Holy Father acknowledged the Institute's commitment to promoting human dignity based on the fundamental truth that man was created in God's image and likeness. One of the delegates attending the audience was Lotze Peter, a member of the European Parliament and former Prime Minister of Slovenia. Speaking with Vatican Radio after the audience, he shared his impressions of what the Holy Father had to say.
I was very much pleased by this audience today. By the reason for it, because I think if we wish to put man at the center, then we should respect the dignity of each human being. This was also one of the main ideas of the founding fathers of the European Union, and I think we should be very attentive to that. We should reconsider what does it mean to respect human dignity, which is mentioned in the first article of the Charter on Fundamental Rights.
Thank you. And just one more question. What are some of the main challenges against the protection of the dignity of human life that you're witnessing in your work and in your sector?
I belong to a group of friends which share the same views on the basic values and principles. We try to protect the life. We do work for the respect for human dignity. We also were part of the One of Us project, which was launched by our friend Deputy Casini. We think that we should work on a large front because there are movements which do man and its role in a different way, and we need a dialogue, we need a more human approach, and I think we should unite our forces to be more successful in the future.